the night that this happened, the GPS was programmed to text my cell phone whenever it left a certain area. And I received a text about 9:45 p.m. And I immediately called my undersheriff and had him get on a computer so he could track the location of the bell. And he was able to relay to me where the bell was at. And I arrived in time to see the suspect vehicle kind of drop the bell off behind a house inside the city limits of Granfield. And then the vehicle left the city limits of Granfield, and I was following it, and I decided to see whether they'd go back for another bell. So I followed the vehicle down a country road with my lights out and observed him pull into the farmer's field who had been reporting the theft and snatch another bell and drive off, at which time they were stopped.
So you sort of nabbed them in the act.
Yes, ma'am.
That was pretty dramatic. What did they do?
Well, they were kind of shocked. They were kind of defiant when I first stopped them. They wanted no reason why I stopped them, and I told them they'd talk about the hay bale they had on their vehicle. They said, "Well, it's my hay bale." And I said, "It's not what the GPS says." Mm. And he said he kind of dropped his old head and said, "Well, can I just take it back and not go to jail?" And I said, "No."